Kilo 4, Lima Alpha Zulu, monitoring.
T4 SRR radio check.
Check, go ahead, KA3, JCA.
I'm on a little QRT in the J-pole right now. I got a bad mic cord, I think, where it plugs in, or either the socket's bad, but I'm just punching.
Well, I copied everything there at the beginning, but just the last part of your transmission you dropped out.
Just the microphone, probably. Over.
Okay, I heard everything you said that time loud and clear.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's the mic plug, and it's been flopping around in the car, and, you know, for $79 radio, you know, can't beat them up too bad. I may have to just buy a whole new mic. I'm not too good at modular plug replacing. Over.
Yeah, I can understand. I used to do that with no problems at all, but I don't know if my eyes could do it or my hands could do it anymore.
You're right then. Whoever was trying to get in the background, it was all noise.
Did you hear me that time? A3JCA.
84 SRR.
All right, did I break up? It might be the repeater then.
Well, it could be. Because you went, like, down in the dirt, in the mud, you know, and it was like you were far, far away and just hit not enough to get. And then maybe that's what's happened with mine, too. It ain't just this cheap radio.
Well, I'm running 25 watts, and my antenna is about 45 feet in the air, so I don't know what to tell you.
I've seen that happen with a couple of people. They'll be talking, and all of a sudden it goes to nothing. So, all righty, well, you're sounding good right now.
W4DJW.
Dave.
Richard, you've been solid the whole time, 100% solid. Full scale, full quieting the whole time. And Robert, it sounds like you're hearing something I'm hearing. There's another station that's close. There's another station that's using a frequency that's pretty close to ours. And if they transmit at the same time that our repeater transmits, one can cover up the other a little bit. I think they're on simplex, and I'm thinking that's probably what you heard. If you didn't hear Richard for a portion of his transmission, when I was hearing him 100% clear, I'm thinking that somebody mixed in with his signal coming to you on the output, not on the input to the repeater, but on the output of the repeater, and blanketed the repeater's output going to you, because I heard Richard full scale, full quieting with every transmission he's made. Robert, I think your battery's going dead. You're not keeping the repeater up. It's coming up and going down as fast as it's coming up. Richard, is that what you're hearing?
Yep, that's what I'm hearing, either a dead battery or some intermod. Dave, have they ever thought about putting a PL on this repeater?
You mean a PL?
A PL for encode, decode.
It has been discussed many, many times.
All righty. All right, at least I know I'm not hearing things either, so you heard me 100%. I was going to say, God, is my radio acting up already? It's a brand new radio. All righty, Dave. W4DJW. I don't know why I have trouble with your DJW. KA3JCA.
Yeah, you doubled a little bit with Robert there. Robert, are you trying to get back in? Did you, like, get a better battery or improve your X? Try it again, Robert, because Richard was winning. Same thing, Robert. You're still not making it in. You're dropping it as fast as you're picking it up. It's just coming up and right back down immediately when you're trying to transmit. Not a word. Not sure what he said there, Richard, but we might hear, he might like get a better X and try again. Anyway, you having a good day?
Actually had a very successful day. I wasn't able to get up with Chandler yesterday or the day before, but I talked to my friend out in Michigan. I actually sent him a SIM card to get his hotspot back on the air. It's on, but he can't get it to initialize where he can see it fully. So I just created an image and plugged in all of his information and dropped him a SIM card in the mail. And then there was another guy that I was talking to that lives 6 miles from me that just bought a DMR radio like 3 or 4 days ago, and I helped him get through some programming issues. So that's what I've been doing most of the day.
Well, I'm glad you're having success. I've been playing around with RTL SDRs, digging through the code all the way back to the USB and trying to get closer and closer to the RTL. They've got GPIO pins on the inside of the RTL SDRs. I think my next step is going to have to go pull out one of those GPIO pins because I can't get down to less than about 900 microseconds from the time that a signal arrived to the time that I get the first bit of the signal arriving is about 900 microseconds, and that's way too late.
You know what? I understood what you said. I just can't fathom that. I mean, I can remember 30 years ago when I had test equipment to do that, but not anymore.
Well, it's a lot of fun digging in. I've wanted to do that for a long time, but was always working, never had time to do it. I got time to do it now. So I went all the way back to the library, as close to that USB port as I can get. And that's the best, I put a timer on it, and that's the best I can do. Anyway, I'm glad you're having a good day. Let's give it a pause and see if Robert was able to get back in. W4DJW. Same thing, Robert. It's just bringing it up and dropping it, bringing it up and dropping it. It's dropping as fast as you bring it up. I mean, I don't know what the problem is, but it sounds like a dead battery on a handheld.
He's on a mobile rig because he talked about having a modular plug on his microphone, and I'm just wondering if the wire might have either pulled out or is crossing or just shorting out or breaking in there.
Sounds like it could be heating up and shutting off, and as quick as he keys it up. Or he's got real high resistance in his wire that's feeding the unit, and he's got it like set on a high power. If you've got like a weak connection to the battery, and you've got it set on high power, it'll act like that too, because all it does is just heat up that connection, and when that connection heats up, it opens, and it drops back down, and then it'll close and heat up again, and open and drop back down again. I'd say at this point, get another radio, Robert, because that one's not working at all. All right, Richard, well, I'll let you go. I'm going to go back to programming. I just didn't want you guys getting confused with the. It sounded like in the beginning somebody was mixing. Like he was hearing somebody mixing, but it must have been something else going on. Anyway, take care. Have a good rest of the day. W4DJW.
All right, Dave, that's perfect timing. My wife just brought me a bowl of ramen and my bottle of Texas Pete hot sauce. So I'm going to have a late dinner tonight, and then I guess she wants to watch this Hallmark movie that comes on at 8 o'clock, so we'll do that. Alrighty, I'll chat with you later on KA3JCA.
Now, this is KD4SRR. I should be getting through just all right and mighty fine.
4SRR, KD4CHY, you are getting in now, over.
You're a lot noisier. I was getting good reception on the QYT, but not as good on the Yazoo.
I just chimed in. I guess Dave and the other station vacated, so nobody was coming back to you. Yeah, you've got a little noise on you, too, so not sure what's up.
Connections.
Definitely holding the repeater now. But yeah, we've got quite a distance between us because I'm over here in Seneca, and I guess you're still down around Joanna area. So We're both probably on the edge of the repeater anyway. Over.
Roger that. How am I doing on 30 watts?
Slight noise, but you're good and strong, perfectly readable.
Well, yeah, I'm down here in Joanna, and who knows, you know, these characters here, you know. I try to say, don't say that too loud, you know, where I live. But, anywho, yeah, the QIT was picking up great, but I think the mic plug is bad. It's not that it can't be replaced. It's pretty easy. But I can just buy another QIT mic or something like that to go in there anyway. It's almost like a Yazoo mic or a Kenwood with the modular plug.
Got a Kenwood mic I've got problems with. Well, I think it's actually the connector of the radio. I've got a Kinect System mic on it now that seems to be working for now. It's had intermittent problems with it, too. That's why it's led me to think it's the connector in the transceiver itself.
Well, I tell you, this little sucker was humming on 440 just a second ago, though. A couple of minutes back, I programmed in the Blythewood repeater in Northeast Columbia. And doggone if it didn't sound as clear, if not cleaner, than the 443-675 just right here about 5.5 miles from me.
That's pretty amazing. Is that pretty much all the time, or are you just finding this out, or is it propagation?
See, Little Mountain was supposed to be 146-something was supposed to be the interim midway between Clinton and Columbia, but it's in limbo due to interference or whatever. So the only other one you got once you get down the road was 443. What is? Yeah, 443-650 with the DTCS of 315. But it, doggone, it was like bam and loud.
I've not tried a lot of 440. There's a few around this area, but I've not seen how far I can reach out on 440. Anyway, Robert, I'm going to let you go. Name here is Keith, by the way. Call sign is Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. I'm going to let you go. I'm fixing to get some steaks going over.
Hey, Grandpa, what's for supper?
A new old dead cow tonight, over.
Roger that. And that was one of my favorite little corny bits from Hee Haw. Anyway, listen, you have a good one, you enjoy, and we may try to get on the net back tonight. I use the Yazoozimus here. But it's a funny thing, the doggone QYT works better in the car with a quarter wave than it does on this, well, lately. On this J-pole.
It is interesting. Familiar with the old Hee Haw thing. I'm about that age too, so I definitely remember those bits. Anyway, Robert, have a good evening, and we'll probably catch you on the net. CAN4CHY, I'll be clear and listening.
Enjoy 73s with a smile on your face. This is Kilo Delta 4 Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert, in the wild kingdom of Joanna. I'll be clear and monitoring.
KO4WWZ, this is KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KO4WWZ, this is KO4ZEW. Response, KO4ZEW Mobile, monitoring.